Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I don't know, this mom is getting all this criticism on TikTok for the way she punished her child. Here's how the TikTok starts.
When you ask your child for 2 days in a row to clean his room, and his response is, no, you clean it, mommy. I will do that gladly.
All right, so then what happens? She posts that, and then it's just video of her in the child's room.
Yeah.
Taking all his toys.
Yeah.
Putting them in big garbage bags and throwing them away.
Oh, do you think she's really going to stick with it? She'll bring them back.
I don't know about you, but I daydream of throwing away my kids' toys. They're just all over the house.
I want to picture her with like a snow shovel. And she just, you know, right out the window. Right out the window.
You know, I think punishment in general has changed a lot over the years. I feel like whenever I discipline Hayden, who's my oldest, it's always the same thing. It's like, all right, give me your iPhone for 2 days.
Yeah.
Or like 24 hours, no TikTok, no YouTube or whatever.
My dad used to say, go run around the house, which, you know, if you have no friends, that's boring. Once you find friends, you're like, awesome. See you later.
I just imagine chubby young Raven outside lacing up his Converse.
I wasn't the chubby
kid. Just doing laps around the house.
I was the short kid, not the chubby kid.
1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What was the punishment that you had for your child or the punishment that you had for yourself when you were growing up?
Well, no, it's definitely me because my kids definitely don't get punished enough. But my parents used to threaten me with, Catholic school.
Oh, they'll ship you out. Now, wait. Was it going to be overnight or was it just going to be, you know, daily you'd be going to private school?
Oh, yeah, no, it was just around the corner. But nonetheless, I was petrified. Back in the day, those nuns and those priests were scary.
Yeah, no, that's true. That's true.
I went to Catholic school.
Right. And hey, so, you know, nuns and priests were scary.
Well, God bless you, literally.
Yeah.
Right.
What if I said that my parents threatened me with public school?
I don't know. Right, it's funny.
They were probably on a better path than mine.
I can imagine both those conversations taking place.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What was your punishment growing up or that you use for your kids?
Well, when I was younger, I was a super picky eater. And I guess one night my mom just was fed up with it. So when I said I didn't want to eat my plate of dinner, she took it and she put it on top of my head and squished it all in and sent me into the shower. And
wow.
I probably cried for days.
I mean, you can't do that nowadays.
Sure you can.
No, you can't.
I can't envision it all the time.
I can't put a meatball on my daughter's head.
If there was a cell phone video of that, all right, you would be, you'd be done. You'd probably be fired. It'd be the Raven and Fred show.
I was taking gandules out of my hair for days.
Oh, man. You got the point.
Meatloaf right to the cheek.
That's what I was thinking, meatloaf. Meatloaf and mashed potatoes, immediately my first assumption. Anna and Raven, what was that punishment that you'll never forget your parents did?
So I used to get on phone punishment all the time. Like, my mom was in the military, and she would ask me, like, were you on the phone? And I'm like, no, I wasn't on the phone. She'd redial the number, and it would be one of my friend's number. So she took the phone, she cut the cord, and hung it up to the corner of a door and made me hold the phone above my head in my hands, and I couldn't let it fall.
That's fantastic.
She's like, I bet you won't use the phone again.
That is very crafty.
I love creative parenting.
That
I really
is very
do.
Crafty. Pure physics takes you out over time on that one.
1-800-330-9999. You can call or text. What was the punishment that you had for your child or the punishment you endured when you were growing up? You can call or text. My mom on TikTok is getting a lot of criticism because she punished her child after he wouldn't clean his room by throwing away all his toys in big garbage bags. I don't see the big deal with that, to be honest.
It's not violent. I mean, it seems like it's pretty straightforward.
I mean, she threatened. She said she was going to do it, and she did it. I think when you compare punishments now, like I'm going to take the phone away versus how it was back in the day.
Yeah.
It's a little
bit
different.
Yeah, we're pretty soft nowadays. Yeah.
1-800-330-9999. How did you punish your children or how were you punished growing up? Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
I'll never forget one time my dad and I were in the car on our way home from a birthday party. I was like 12, I think. He found out that I intercepted reports from the teacher about me messing around in class because I was just, you know, that kid. He made me walk almost 3 miles And he tailed me doing like 10 miles per hour with the hazard lights on, people honking and, you know, the whole nine yards. He made me walk all the way home. I knew something was wrong when he picked me up because usually it was my mom. And I was like, oh, no.
Right. Okay, it's silent.
When I was younger, like if my dad came to pick me up from somewhere.
Oh, boy.
Oh, I knew something happened and that I was in trouble.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
It was a big deal. Like, right. He left work to come get me. Something. I am in so much trouble.
You hop in the car and you're like, is mom and grandma alive? Once you have that answer, you know you're dead.
Yep.
Exactly.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What was the harshest punishment when you were a kid?
Well, my sister and I did not get along. She was 4 years younger than me, so when I was 10 and she was 6, I cut her hair, and my parents were so mad. They made me buzz cut my own hair so it would be an eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth situation. So worst part that they brought me to a hair salon and told the person why they were cutting my hair like that. And yeah, not good. It was real embarrassing when I was 10 years old.
I'm thinking those photos, though, the best photos. The two of you crying next to each other, screwed up hair. I mean, those are the best with that little 70s sheen, that little sepia color tone on the photos. Oh, yeah, those are priceless.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What was your harshest punishment as a parent or a kid?
I finished lacrosse practice early one day and got a ride home from one of the seniors. My mom was furious and said I wasn't supposed to be driving around with, you know, the other students. So she didn't let me get my own license for a whole other year because I couldn't be trusted to be responsible.
That was a big deal. Remember, like, who you were allowed to get in a car with before you had your license and who you couldn't get in a car with?
If you're a freshman and you get a ride from a senior, like, you're in there. You know what I mean? Especially another lacrosse teammate.
Yeah, my parents
that's JV to
freak
varsity.
Out. That's a stranger kid in a car that's had their license for 5 minutes. I could understand why your mom was upset. One of the biggest trouble I ever got in my whole life was that I took a taxi home from school.
Well, that's different. That's a stranger.
Well, I didn't know. I didn't know how to get home. This was before, like, cell phones and all that. Nobody was answering the phone. I called a cab. I got home. My dad was standing in the driveway. I'll never forget it. It was one of the most trouble I ever got in my whole entire life. Sienna and Raven, what was your harshest punishment as a parent or kid?
So we were supposed to go away to Disneyland when my brother and I were teenagers, but we both got suspended because we skipped one class one day to go to the beach. And a whole group of us got in trouble. But my parents canceled the whole trip. We were so mad.
Oh, canceling the trip is legit.
Over a skipped class? I feel like dad might have lost his job.
That's like a,
dad lost the overtime and was like, no, we can't afford it. Tell them it's because they were skipping class.
That seems like something you threaten your kids with. Like, I'm going to cancel the trip. But then you never actually do it.
Right.
You're like, I'm never going to get that money back and I don't really want to do it. I kind of wanted to go to Disneyland.
I mean, I want to ride Space Mountain.
1-800-330-9999. How were you punished as a kid? Just got a call from a mom who charges her daughter 50 cents a minute every minute that she's over her curfew when she comes home late.
It's a moneymaker. You know, but it depends on whether or not your kid's got a decent job, because if they do, certain nights they're going to take that L.
What was the creative punishment that you had for your children or that your parents had for you when you were growing up? 1-800-330-9999. Hey, it's Anna and Raven.
So the punishment I endured growing up, I have to put it into context, was from my grandmother who was born in about 1905. When I was a little girl, I spoke freshly to her. I don't even know what I said, but she made me wash my mouth out with soap. And the way she did that was by sticking a bar of ivory soap in my mouth and leaving it there for like 20 seconds. And I will never forget that. The size of the bar and the taste of the soap, I don't think I ever spoke freshly again.
Ivory soap, Dove soap, or Irish Spring? Which bar would you prefer to have in your mouth?
I'm going Irish Spring. I mean, almost like a sundae.
That's what I thought, too. I immediately thought, like, it's like a shamrock shake from McDonald's.
Can you imagine, like, the Neutrogena or something like that? Oh, that wouldn't be good at all.
Yeah. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. How were you punished growing up, or how do you punish your kids?
Hi. When we were kids, my brother used to slam his door too much, so my mom took it right off the hinges.
I threatened this the other day with my daughter. So I don't like that Hayden barricades herself in the room. And I said this to her. I was going to take her door off. And that stopped her from
doing that's
it.
Standard parent move there.
One time he had his baseball cards all over the floor and he wouldn't pick them up. So my mom said, you need to clean them up or I'm getting rid of them. So we didn't. So she took them all and threw them out the window.
Like, I mean, she might have thrown out somebody's retirement plan right there. That could have been big bucks. Those baseball cards, they're worth a ton of money.
Do what you got to do.
I guess so.
That's a go-to mom trick. Like, I'm going to throw it out the window. Remember when Hayden was younger, she had like this little handheld computer thing that would make the most obnoxious noise. And I kept telling her to stop playing with it while we were driving. We got to a stop sign. I grabbed it out of her hands and I tossed it out the passenger side window. And she freaked out. But I went back and got it after.
I mean, you better. It's littering.
Yeah. But I think that's... Why do parents always want to throw things out the window?
You just want to be done with it.
Hi, it's Hannah and Raven. How were you punished as a kid, or how do you punish your own children?
Well, actually, it was my own kids. They're a set of identical twins, and they're boys, and they go wild. So I told them, I'm going to make you sit while I read to you. So I pulled out one day a book that I always liked. It was Heidi, and I read to them. They were about 7 years old, from the first chapter of Heidi. By the time the chapter was done, they were crying and asking to go clean their room.
So sad. You were just trying to, like, enlighten them with literature. You destroyed reading for your children.
So all I had to say to them ever again was, I'm going to get the second chapter of Heidi. And they did whatever I wanted them
right.
to do.
They're 42 now, and they still just do whatever you say now under the threat of that book coming back out.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. How were you punished as a kid, or how do you punish your own children?
I don't punish my children. My husband was from the no punishment rule. But as a kid myself, my mother, I told before, she would sit me. She would kneel me on a box grater, or she would kneel me on rice. She would put a lock on the phone. I don't know why you had to lock up the phone. But I would get a paper clip, and I would get off the lock off the phone, and then I could never get it back on. So I would just place it there until she came home and grabbed the keys and then put it back.
I mean, you were picking locks, and you were like 8 years old. You were probably a criminal.
Yeah.
So I mean, it was good that you had some punishments, but some of that, you know, the kneeling on rice sounds like a POW camp. So that was probably uncalled for, but.
Yeah.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.